couple of the Gierstein Mishkachazoven, the Dergish before was on the Shnehem, on the Torah part, the Dechad part of the person, etc. Void Yeshkoladat, Ki Mashoma, Mashoma, Ki Gierstein Mishkachazoven, Shatola Dova Ba Omul Bi Gier. Now that Gosha is on Omul Yegir. Ze, Ki Achet Vovun Nimtsa, Kashi Yeshkan Yeshiva, Ve Enkan Omul. So, first of all, Sam, it's a very interesting shtickle. Rabbi Yeruchim has a mimer. He says, one of the places where he speaks about, he mentions the Hagav that people, because they don't know how to learn up Chazal, go on a limb to make all sorts of pshatim and so on. And he singles out the mimer, Adam Lamu Yulot. I wouldn't know if Amul Torah or Amul Sicha, and so he says there's a habit mean a person is born just for Amul, and so he said it's Kipshutai. It's Chazal was playing a game. They said, well, Adam is Amul Yulad. I'm not sure if it's Amul Guf, if it's Amul Per, what type of Per. The first thing is they were aimed on is Adam the Amul Yulad. Now, before we ask ourselves what is specifically the tachlis, the first you say is a person's tachlis is la'amul, which means as follows: a person can say to himself, "Listen, we have to work in this world to get things that we need, because food, shelter, whatever it is." But that's only because we have no choice and we need it. But let's say somebody could be Masada or for somebody has a child, and he could set him up comfortable that he wouldn't have to do a thing for the rest of his life. So he's three steps ahead. So the first thing Chazal will kaveh, no. In this world, a person is born for Amul. Amul is not just a hechatimtsa for a necessary evil. Rather, it's the metzias really for which the person is created. Meaning as follows: let's take a physical activity of a person. So luchura, if we ask ourselves, the feet are there in order to get us someplace. Luyatsur, we could be mechanized all the time, then we'd spare ourselves the bother of walking. But a person who sits cooped up and confined is a very, very unhappy person. If you need to get out and to walk and to run and to do something, to play ball, because a person was not, it's not just a necessary evil to do something. Doing is the tachlis in this world. And there's a little bit of a paradox in it. Doing be'etzim is not a tachlis, because I'm always doing something for something. When I get to the place I want to get to, I cease to go. But in this world, because this world is an olam of a praiser, because it's a hechatimtsa, so in this world, the metzias is a melus. Let's give another example. Another good. People work hard to earn money, to make a living. Every person who goes into business, he works hard to go into business, and a person puts a lot of hours, and the business takes off, and it really goes well. But that's how people like that are successful that way, are very happy, and feel good, they're successful, that they tend to be happy about it. So somebody will say, listen, so-and-so started his business, he worked 18 hours a day, put effort into it, schwitzed, worked hard, got it off the ground finally. The first year it produced $10,000, and the second year it did $25,000, and now it's holding my 50 and 60, and it's going up to 100, and it's going to keep moving. So, and the person's happiness is because he keeps attaining these goals. So let's say the person gets a Yerusha of $100 million, a lottery ticket of $100 million. So he's avada should be happy, and the answer is absolutely not. People who don't need to do anything usually tend to be extraordinarily unhappy people. They're restless, they turn to drugs, crime, women, all of the above, and are gone. I mean, they made a study of people that one Amelus, then you're not happy. Nobody's happy. The one who worked himself up to $100 million is a very happy person. The one that's blown $100 million is not quite a happy person because Adam Lamul Yulet. So that, you know, that's a Stama Shirish in Mitzias HaAdam. That the good of a person is working and developing. What we're mispowel for is Lamana Nigalarik. I always told Bach when we speak about davening and we talk about why is it that we need Chazal to make the tefillos for us and not ourselves. I always use a dogma. If we were thinking of the Nusach for Parnasa, so how would we even affair a tefillah? Well, we'd be an affair, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, send cash, lots of it, you know, and euros. But that's the way we would say it. That's not what we want. It's not what we need. It's not what's right for us. The bracha Chazal gave us was that we should see bracha b'maaseh yadeinu. You know, same bracha. We want to do, accomplish, and see it blossom. So Omer Yegia is the Metzius. Now he's going to go a little bit of deeper connected. Vayik Shadask, Masha Omer Yegia Shem Chazal Vim, Shetolad of the Omer Yegia Vizeh. Now, also, just want to add one more. The word in Omer Yegia, we tend to think of Omer Yegia as being hard work, it, the emphasis being on the hard, sweaty part of it. The definition of Omel and Yegia is something that's gliding, that's coasting. There's no Omel Yegia. A business that's running already the way it should run, and it's everything set in place, and the customers are there, and the orders are there, and the suppliers are there. There's no Omel Yegia in it. Omel Yegia is always going uphill. You're creating something. You're doing something that wasn't there before. So the Omel Yegia that you create is the that's the Metzius of it's that's what the person is accomplishing.
That
Gehev his self as a growing, as a chaser that's being mashed with himself. In other words, I am not what I am, but I'm being mashed with myself. So I can give you a muscle, and I guess just to the sabbatize a little bit. A child has all sorts of odd spots and things, the muscle, they have the piece on their head that's not filled in. But since he's in a growing mode, that makom is not an open hole, it's a place that's closing in. So if the person's mode is a person who is working towards hashlama, that is a shleimus. If I'm tefis my chesronus as the makom to be mashlim myself, then they're not chesronus anymore. That's the shleimus in this world is things that need to be worked on. So the muscle, let's say I make a cheshma nefesh, and I realize I evaluate my chesronos correctly, and I deher that as my makom avoda is X amount of on kas, X amount on gaiva, X amount on taiva, etc., etc. So those areas are not chesronos. The makom avoda, if it's the head of the makom avoda, is a davar sholem. But if I sit there, look myself in the mirror, and I say, you know, kind of mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? This tzura is shleimus in itself. I've gotten to a makom nacham luchan, and I am. This is what I am. Then you're a chaser, because you're not. You have X amount chaser in gaiva, X amount chaser in taiva, X amount that. If you deher it as the place to be mishtalim, then you be'etzem a sholem. If you deher it as a place that is sholem, then you be'etzem a chisarim. And if you translate the Kerech HaNefesh, you see it. If you meet a person, every person has chesronos. There is not the perfect person. If you meet a person and you get to know him, so the people that are the most likable and admirable are the people that say they have a very candid sense of what they're lacking and where they need to go to work on it and what to do with it. If a people have honest assessment, not overly negative, not complimentary, but a very healthy assessment, these are the areas that I need to work on, and this is pretty much the way I'm getting there. We have a certain feeling of, a certain positive feeling about a person like that. If a person sees himself as being Muslimic, it's pretty, it's a turnoff, because he's not, he doesn't understand his gaps and his lacking. If he understands his gaps and lacking and has it as a place to work, then fakat, that's what a person is. Every person is a chas to something, that's what he does. So that's why every time there was a klaiso to head itself, Baruch Hashem, I come to welcome Lucha, and this and that. Reb Chaim Shmuel Avitzchan Avracha used to have a very, he had a very colorful way of expressing himself. And one of the phrases he used to say, one of the drushes that he had complimenting certain Bachar was Mavakshim. Very famous shmuz of his about being a Mavakish. He said it a lot of times. But he had an expression that he went along with it. He said, I detest people that feel satiated, kind of full and satisfied, like they very satisfied demeanor to themselves. And he would say, and the Rebbeinu Shlom, I think, doesn't like them too much either. Like, it was a very funny way he would say it. He had a very cute way of expressing it. He says, Ich hab feind zat dimension, und der Kavayochel hat sich nicht zu viel holt. So, because then the person is a chaser. If the person that has his chesronos as shleimus, then he is a chaser. V'zeh ki odom shu ba'amol. If a person is ba'amelus, hine ki lo nilsu v'foil ha'shleimus ar amol she'esh boi. In other words, u'mishayne b'shleimus b'foil hine oimel ha'shleim. If he says, I am not a sholem yet, that means he's headed towards shleimus. L'imashach ha'zeh chesronos to chesron, b'darach kalal, if a person has a wound that is healing, infection doesn't tend to set in. Once the healing process is there, the guf has it as an oimed to close up. If a person has a cavity, the guf is not osuk in closing up, that's where you get all the problems. Because there is nothing in the world that's shalom without a chisaron. even though he's chos hashlama, but he's oinrel hashlama. Ki me'achash en hashlama ein davar b'chisarim. Once I've eventually experienced it, I say that once a week for high school kids, now they sure, the seniors, the oldest group. And usually the last week I ask them things, whatever, and many years I've asked the kids if they could redo something, what would they redo, whatever. And there was once a group of six boys, it was a small class, and I asked them what they would, looking back in their high school years, what they would redo if they could redo. So I got three different answers. Four boys said the same answer. The middle of the group said that they wished they had learned more in the earlier years because they'd be, not because they felt they had wasted the years, but they'd be ahead now. They could go to a stronger yeshiva. That they, instead of going to yeshiva of Dag Beis, they would go to yeshiva of Dag Aleph, which is an interesting observation, but four of them were said the same. The boy who was a tremendous masman, a big mitzvah, said he wished he had enjoyed himself more. That was a very fascinating effect. I mean, the kid actually went on to become, he's a very big master, just got married, a Nifla, but he had a very tense and nervous, you know, he was very pushed into it, and he was kind of upset. And one other kid, the weakest kid of the group, in all Shtachim, I mean, he was no big guy in any Shtach. He said he can't think of anything he would be Masak, and he thinks he was just perfect throughout high school. I mean, it wasn't... It was an opinion that was kind of very unique to him. I don't think any outsider shared any of that. And I just was astounded because, maybe, you know, you get a kid who is a straight-A student and he's about guidance, he's fine, but at least this kid was, you know, was a very, very average kid. And he felt, he said, I don't know, he said, I think it really was, everything just was right, everything was just perfect. Okay, I'll go part of it. The devil's a rum the peric chelic, the mina shom yitahorim, emus a nitin bodum. The oma, shenitin by mishosh etime imoi. The siv kiyet levodum ram in urov. Chosek siv. Mishenina lot, it's an urov means when he's pushed to come out. Mi betin imoi nitin by yitahorim. Umata yixu choloma dafshi to lavoilum. Why it's punked at the moment? Alish choladas, ki tamzigon shibarnu. Ki yitzro hu asotin hu amalach hamovet kashom perikam lebol basra. Ba yitzro shnasim ba odom hu atzma asotin hu amalach hamovet shemivim ha odom al ahede va misa. Ba kol hu inyin echot. Ve lefikach, kol zma shayetz odom rav oilam shloi nishlam musna ea la shloma ein dovik ba ahede shu hefach havaya ba le yintu shne feichem biyachat. Aber tekev shenina me bet me imoi vun nimtu et vorgestemmes ve eno ve vay oid oz dovek by a hede she tzara u asot nu malach hamovish dovek oid tzay. So Mal says here he's straight niflad moid. He says, he bechlal, his hakdara of ra in the world is heder and chisar, which is very much in a sense a mirror of what Ramchal says. There is no bad as a mitzias, bad is the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all that we see that associates with that is are things that come in a world of heder. So misa is the heder of a person, the heder of an neshama of the world. Gehenim is the heder of a person's real mitzvahs in olam haba. Ra is the heder of tov. Whether it's doing the kumvasei or not doing, but the main ra itself has no mitzvahs. So you can't say that it's ra that the person has. The person is lacking tov. You can lack tov v'kumbasei, you can lack tov v'sheval tais. So he says, as long as a person is a fetus, he is in the stage that he's forming. He is in the stage that he's growing. And the mela, there is, ra is not nitvak boy. Heda has no mokum tfisa. What do you mean, heder? I'm growing. I'm steiging. You know, I'm moving forward. When a person leaves the mother's womb, there is the first stage of complete kololoi chodoshav, kololoi tziparnov and sareisav. There's a certain hashlama. It's the first time when a person, when there is so-called hashlama, that's where ra has now a makam achiza. You see it also in yeshiva, a lot of times the muscle, a teenager who is in the growth mode. He feels he's making a lot of progress. He's turned on to learning and he's growing. His problems tend to be relatively minor. When he starts plateauing and he settles down, and you know, he is what he is, this is so on and so forth, things catch up with him. And because it's this cloud. When things are in the process, then what they don't have is not considered a chesed heder. When things, the heder themselves is done, then the heder is a real heder. Klal ha-dover. Ki yeter rav asat enam koyach ha-dover sho'imid el havaya. Something that's headed towards creation, towards becoming, there is no shlita v'yitzar asat. V'zor amul kol yeshiva ein alatsar. Shekesha odom omu v'atmoy. V'chol ba'al omu moyer shen mishlemu z'fol. V'chol shen mishlemu z'fol yumuchon ba'imid el havaya v'na shlomo. V'idovet b'zeh heder bu asat. Aber kshach yeshiva odom, v'yeshiva odom ki lohi v'shlemu z'fol. Yeshiva denotes a certain type of v'shlemu z'shun noach v'na oimid el shlomo. אז ההדר הדובק בנברואים נמשך אחר זה, ולפיקר כל ישיבה אין אל מצער. וכן מה שאומר מדר שאין ישיבה אותה כלו, כי נמשך אחר הישיבה יצחור, אשר הבאנו שיצורה, הוא עשות נשו נמשך נברואים כשאין בה שלמה, וזה כאשר יושב הוא נוח, שיצחור ניתן בודם כאשר בפועל, ולפיקר כאשר הוא בשלמוס הביוסי עוז נקרא אז יושב ועוז נמר כל ישיבה אין אל תקולה כמו שמיינו ומקומו כמי ספר לכם מה שאומר שהגיע שני משכח אופן כאשר אודם אומו בשני חלוקו ומסל כמו אופן כלו נמצא יצהור בודם כאשר אין אחד מחלוקו נמצא בפועל השלמוס ומסולק מן האופן כי אין יצהרה מסגר בו ופירושי בורו למביני מדו כי בעל האומו מסולק מן החית שאומו לא תס בפועל השלמוס וצורך שיהיו שניהם באומו כי אם אין שניהם באומו היינו לא תס בפועל מצד גופוי כאשר אומו לאשם גופוי דרך ארץ ולאש נפשו פרס סיכליס ואז גופוי ונפשו מסולק מן החית ומסולק מן תהור ולא יעבי די חית אבל אם אין שניהם באומו סוי סוי וימות זה יתהור באחד מהם ולא יעבי בזה שמסולק מן החית so in both areas a person needs to be mastering himself. So he's, the moral is putting both nekudas together. On the one hand, there's a nekuda that he established before, that there's two parts to a person, and he needs to be mastering both of them. He needs to do a tikkun on both of them for that to be, you know, considered that he's that there's no purity in one part of himself. And then there's a special need to do it through Yikia because that's kind of working towards the shleimus and so on. I want to add another application, I guess, in a big... you have, you know, there's a phenomena called midlife crisis by people. And it's kind of when a person turns 40-ish and he's kind of tired of what he's doing, etc., The description of that age in Chazal is Yimei Amida. There is Nairus. Nairus means motion. The person is moving. The word Nair is like Lashon Er, to awaken, Lehis Oirer. It's a motion, Misnoea, Na, the Nun Aleph is also a motion. That's what the word Nanavas is to move. So a nar is years of movement. A person undergoes rapid physical change. A person undergoes rapid emotional change. A person is gung-ho to move forward, to succeed, etc., etc. And it's a gradual process. A person has chaloimis that the person tries very hard to realize those chaloimis. And he lives to realize those chaloimis. He's going to become a major Tam Kochum. He's going to become a major business success. He's going to get a major position, whatever. At a certain nekuda in life, he realizes the ceiling is here. You know, as a child, I thought I'd conquer the world. This is Paul Eshef. That point, he realizes, okay, this is what it's all about. That is a tchina with a stopping in a certain sense. It's called Yimei Amida, and it's parallel to Tzayeshiv. And that's when he starts realizing, listen, I'm not much more than this, and it's not going to be much more than this, and the person becomes aware of the heder. So, as long as the person is yegea, as long as the person understands, he has to keep, he has to find another challenge, he has to look at a next level of challenge and so on, that's when a person is happy, and that's when a person stays away from trouble. Many people get into a lot of trouble. In the world, it's an age when sometimes people leave chasron families. It's when people kind of become very depressed and stop functioning. There's all sorts of different expressions of it, but the bottom line is, it's the morale's heder creeping in. When the person thinks it stopped, so now his chasronus are chasronus. When the person is moving forward, there are no chasronus. There is area in the process of being claimed. It's important. It's an important step in life in general, and it's important to the Herod correctly. Okay, any questions?
Just an observation. I think actually Moshe Shapiro once mentioned this. I don't remember what he said, but I think the horror was that Masifta, a place of Limud HaTorah, which is a place of Aliyah and Steiging, is called the Yeshiva.
Right.
Halei Dovrahu, which is
you have what to say, or?
No, I think I remember something. I don't remember exactly what he said. I was just wondering what
the Gemara says somewhere that the Gemara says Shmaitza Boit Slusa. In other words, the goof, in order to be Mishyager with Seichel, the goof needs to be in a position of rest, of calm, in order for the Seichel. For instance, a person who's, you talk about people that are physically very active don't tend to be all that shakua and sichlius. A person that has a dagish, where is the ikka, where is this ikka shkia? Where is he being mashkia himself? So the shmaita boy tzlusa means, for his mind to be really bad melus, the goof needs to. The goof needs to be reclined, kind of, needs to be sit back. I think that that's probably the pashto pshat.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's called yeshiva. And the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, Shmaita Boit Slusa. It says, I will go be miyashiv my das. In other words, when you need to get to a certain, there is in learning a certain darga of asuka shmaita libet hilchasa, where the person is kind of, getting himself together. I think that that's the pshat in those inyanim. The Maral says it that the goof becomes the goof needs to sit back and allow the seichel to be active.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he says that you need both work on the what he calls the goof, but it's different here. The goof means what he's talking about is more the person's. Simple
midas,
etc. I think that's probably the mahalach.
Right.
Okay. Now I just want to say something. The I will be going.